how I said that Blackheart Wrestling, Unleashed, have the Unleashed tournament, and last week and the week before, they concentrated on the semi-finals. So just the one match, and they were able to talk around the match and talk to the combatants and all of that, and it was really well done. And I thought it took confidence and audacity to do it. This week, because they've had those semi-finals, they don't want to show us the final yet, because that's going to be on the next event, live event on Sunday. So Jester J-Ro Lewis versus Killjoy won't be shown on this programme. So what they've done is, they don't want to show just any old match. They don't want to do that, because they want to continue with the Unleashed brand and idea. So what they've done is, they've, at the end of this, not tacked on, because it seemed as though it was absolutely right. They have a Battle Royale for Royale, yes, with the E on the end, a Battle Royale, the number one contender for the person who wins the belt or the cup. And we don't even know who that is yet, but it's great. It's really well done. Short Battle Royal. It's not a rumble type thing. Everyone starts in the ring at the same time, but it enables Adam and Ori to have more of a sort of magazine type show. They take us through the semis, and Henry Winter apologises for the language last week, which was bleeped out anyway, so I think you really need to apologise. Sorry for the bleeps. Well, I'm not too bothered, really. You know, it sounded a little bit electro to me. I quite like that. Then we've got Callum Majeekster. Callum Majeekster for your life. He'll be in the Battle Royale later, as he says. Blackheart Wrestling has become the land of second opportunities, because Billy O'Keefe and Mercer, that would be Sebastian Mercer, got a second chance in the tournament. They didn't win, they didn't get through to the final, but there you go. And he reckons he'll win the Battle Royale for number one contender for the Unleashed title. Then we've got J-Ro Lewis, and I love his promos. He said that Killjoy is the man the Jester has yet to get the bester. You have to know the idiom of the language to get its best of the bester. Yeah, that's the kind of way. I mean, if you're in the US, you might not travel, but I enjoyed it because I'm not far from the Guiseley area. And I love the way he signs off with "See you, sweetheart." That's fantastic. Love it. Love his work. He's never won a title in Blackheart Wrestling, but he's been in Blackheart Wrestling for so long. I think my money's on this gentleman. I'm not a betting man, so I won't be betting, but I would put my money on him. However, Killjoy seems to be able to win. And he calls himself the Lord and Saviour of pro wrestling. He's beaten J-Ro twice. It's 2-0, so I don't know. It's going to be an interesting one, isn't it? And the way that Killjoy's come through is that he's managed to take the opportunities that have been offered him during the matches when people have been disturbed and had a kerfuffle. Now, Gung Ho Motley, with his lacrosse shovel, as I think we're going to call it now, is the modern day Kurt Angle. Apparently he's got some medals from running. He's going to give us a montage with a montage, lots of things happening. Remember that? It's what's it called? It was the puppet thing. It was called World Team. Great, actually. Anyway, he, just before he shows us the montage, he kind of loses his thread. And rather than film it again, because you could have filmed it again, Gung Ho Motley, you could have done. I suppose it shows his wacky nature that he just carried on. And he struggled a bit, reached for a rocky outcrop, fell off that one, and then found some safe ground and continued. You could have filmed it again, mate. Doesn't take that long, does it? But the montage is great. He's got a mate with him, and he's at one of those local kind of adventure playgrounds with the workout equipment. At one point, he is on a child's slide. And then at another point, his mate is holding up a packet of ham and he is hitting it, because that's like the rocky side of beef, isn't it? In the chiller, not chiller cabinet, it's, I suppose it is, in the deep freeze, isn't it? So he said he's going to win the Battle Royale. And there's a little bit at the bottom of the screen afterwards, at the end of it, that says the following day he realised he wasn't actually in the Battle Royale. It's great. I like the way that Jepson gets a close-up for his little chap. I like the way that Sammy Blue is the blueprint. I really like the way that in this Battle Royale with Sammy Blue, Magikster, Warhog, Chilli Heatwave and Jepson, Jepson starts and they kind of target him, and then he says, well, I've got a match with Billy O'Keefe on Sunday for the Blackheart Championship. I don't really need this, and eliminates himself and leaves. That is great. It doesn't last long, and there's no issue with that because it's beautifully done. So Magikster goes, he gets eliminated, does Chilli, while he's celebrating. Earlier on, there was a double Magikster and Warhog suplex on Sammy Blue, and Magikster hit Warhog by mistake, which you don't really want to do. Chilli Heatwave, is that right? Yeah, capitalises with a basement clothesline, but then he celebrates far too long. He celebrates, Callum Magikster for your life. Yeah, he's just a Jeekster. He's Callum Magikster for your love. He celebrates putting him out too long and gets eliminated. Then you've got some blue, say blue forearms with no effect on Warhog. Warhog just puts him down as if he can do it all day. Then he's on the apron. Blue drop kick. He's eliminated. And Blue wins, so he'll fight whoever wins on Sunday. This was a great episode, because they have the balls to do it. And I'm not going to get bleeped for that, am I? No. It has the balls to do it. The Spaldings, the grapefruits. And it's a great magazine programme to take you through to the final. Marvellously done. I absolutely love it and wholeheartedly endorse it. I'm not endorse it, but I do wholeheartedly endorse it. That's what I'm saying. Ta-ta.